神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We're glad to be with you again today.
今天很高兴再次跟您在节目中见面。
There is a problem in relationships that I would like to talk with you.
今天我们要谈一谈这种人际关系里面的一种问题。
It really is a great problem.
是很多数的问题。
You find so much of it.
太多有这种问题。
And people are not aware of it.
而自己却没有察觉到有这样子的问题。
But the relationships become a burden.
那种关系成为一种重担。
Instead of having freedom, you have a burden on you.
不但没有自由，而且呢，产生负担重担。
We name it codependency.
它被称为叫做附属性的依赖关系。
And this means that there is one person that depends on another in a very great way.
这个意思是说呢，其中一个依赖在某一个人的身上，而且依赖的非常的紧密。
Actually, the word dependency means to rely on another person for support,or your very existence.
依赖就是你整个靠在某一个人的身上，然后靠着他在生存。
A dependent person is one who finds their identity in another person.
那个依靠人的那个人呢，必须要从被依赖的那个人身上得到自己的这种认同。
They are emotionally dependent on that person.
情绪连接依赖在对方的身上。
They're looking to that person to meet all their needs for love, significance, and security.
所有自己的需要、自己的意义、价值感，还有安全感，都完全的放在对方那个被依赖的人的身上。
Now that's what the dependent person is looking for.
那这是一个容易依赖人的人所寻求的对象。
But let's look at the codependent.
那这种被依赖的关系。
This dependency is depending on the relationship with another by manipulating them.
那这是这个被依赖的人呢，他有一种需要被依赖的这样的一个特性，他希望用这样子来控制对方。
It is the person who is in control of the dependent person.
所以他是要完全的掌控那个依赖他的人。
Sometimes it's a husband, that is the one whose wife depends on him a great deal.
有时候是一个先生呢，希望他的太太呢完全的依赖他。
Now remember our definition.
记得我讲的这样的一个定义。
If the wife is depending on the husband, it means she finds her identity in him, not in herself.
如果是这种夫妻关系的话，那这个太太对于自己的这种自我的认同完全要放在自己先生的身上。
That she is emotionally dependent on him until if anything should happen, she would be broken emotionally.
她整个情绪呢都系在她先生的身上，所以呢当有事情发生的时候，她整个就会崩溃。
Sometimes it's the wife who is the stronger one.
有时候太太是那一位这种关系的人。
And now it's the husband who depends on her for his emotional strength.
先生依赖太太，情绪都依附在太太的身上。
Who looks to her to meet all of his needs, in love and in significance and in security.
所有的安全感、意义感，还有爱的感觉，都完全依赖在自己的太太身上。
Sometimes it's a strong mother whose child becomes very dependent on her.
有时候 妈妈扮演这个角色，让孩子完全的依赖在自己的身上。
Or actually, it can be a child who the parents depend on.
有时候呢，是父母亲依赖在孩子的身上。
For their emotional strength, their love, and their significance.
那他们的意义，他们的所有的，那整个的中心呢，都放在孩子身上。
Actually, codependency is not just found in a family relationship.
这种依赖跟被依赖的关系呢，不是只有在家里面才发生。
Sometimes it's an employee that is very strong, and actually the employer depends on them.
有时候是在同事之间呢，比如说老板呢，非常的强烈的个性，然后他的雇员全部依赖在他身上。
Or maybe it's in friendship where there is one friend that is very strong and the other depends on them.
有时候是发生在朋友之间的关系，其中有一个很强，然后其他的朋友就依赖他。
Now, as we look at this, I want you to notice the type of personality of the codependent.
那我要你了解到有一种会这种掌控的，就是被依赖的这样的特性的，一种个性。
Now, the codependent seems and looks as if they are the stronger one.
那这个被依赖的对象呢，常常是一个比较刚强的人。
And they are in many areas.
那事实上也是在某些方面也是很刚强。
But there is a reason why they are a codependent person.
但是却有一个原因让他们喜欢被依赖。
As I said, they appear to be capable and self-sufficient.
他们会有一种非常的有能力，而且呢，很有成就的表现。
Yet in reality, they are insecure, they have self-doubts, and they have the need of being approved.
但是基本上里面呢，却隐藏着那种没有安全感，而且需要被肯定的，害怕的这种里面的心态。
Their need for approval results in an excessive sense of responsibility.
那因为这种被需要被肯定的这样的一个情况呢，事实上他们就产生了需要别人来信赖他们的这样的一个特质。
And their dependence is on how they can please people.
那他们就是希望能够讨人的喜悦。
Now let's look at the codependent relationship.
被依赖的关系。
The codependent relationship is actually characterized by a weaker, dependent personality that needs to be connected to the stronger person.
这种被依赖的关系是出于一个很软弱、比较依赖性的人，然后呢，他们就会把自己跟一个比较强烈的人、比较强壮的人、刚强的人联系在一起。
And the stronger personality needs to be needed.
然后这个强烈的、比较刚强这个人呢，刚好是那种需要被依赖的人。
Both of these personalities are insecure.
那基本上这两个，一个不管是依赖或者是被依赖的人呢，都是没有安全感的人。
And they become entangled in a web of emotional bondage.
他们就两个就就是扯在一起，就彼此成为一种牵绊。
You see, the two of them combined together is it a cycle of manipulating and controlling, which drains the joy and happiness out of life.
这种牵扯呢，是一个需要依赖他，另外一个呢，是要掌控他，所以就产生这样的一个形态的时候呢，这样他们是没有喜悦，没有喜乐的。
Now you can see what I'm talking about, this stronger person who has a need to be needed, and the dependent person who is weak and wants someone to depend on.
记得我提的是有一个是需要被依赖的人，希望人家依赖他的人，一个是希望有人被他依赖的人，刚好两个就碰在一起。
Now, let's look at what happens in this relationship.
我们来看看这样的关系牵扯起来是怎么样。
Actually, they both feel a loss of personal identity.
两个人呢，基本上都很没有自我的认同感。
They have to have each other.
非有对方不行。
They cannot stand alone.
他们没有办法独处。
Both of them have difficulties establishing healthy, intimate relationships.
这两种形态的人都很难出现那种比较健康的关系。
No relationship is healthy when it must depend on somebody else other than God.
当一个人需要依赖别人，或者是需要别人依赖他的话，这个都不依赖神的话，这个都不是健康的。
All the time, these two individuals are trying to both control and manipulate each other.
这个依赖人的还有喜欢被依赖的两个人在一起呢，彼此都需要控制对方。
You might say, how can that be?
或许你说这怎么会这样子呢?
You see, the stronger personality is controlling this person and sometimes manipulates the circumstances to make them do what they want them to do.
因为那个刚强的人呢，他是喜欢被依赖的人呢，他是喜欢去啊，就是对方照他意思去做，是好像一个很专制的人，然后来控制他。
And the weaker one is controlling and manipulating to get the most out of this stronger one to depend on.
而那个依赖人的人呢，他希望这个被他依赖的人呢，把所有的都给他，所以他呢，希望能够多一点从对方得着。
Both of them become jealous and possessive of each other.
所以两个人会产生非常的占有欲很强，对方的那种占有欲很强呢，而且呢，会非常的嫉妒性。
They're actually trapped in this relationship.
他们彼此都陷在这种关系里面。
They have a false sense of security, but it doesn't last.
虽然对彼此都有那种安全感，但是那是一种错误的安全感。
And one of the side effects of this relationship is they usually become addicted to something.
通常这种不管是依赖人或者被依赖的这样的一个关系呢，彼此呢都会有一种对习惯性，特别是坏习惯的上瘾。
Like maybe the husband is is the one who is codependent or the stronger one.
比如说先生是一个很刚烈的一个被依赖的人。
The wife may become addicted to eating.
那或许太太呢就会对于吃呢非常的不能控制。
Or maybe if the wife is the stronger, the husband will become a workaholic.
比如说太太是一个被依赖的很强烈的人呢，那么他先生可能是一个就是酗酒的人。
Sometimes it comes out in gambling.
或者是赌博。
And drug abuse.
或者是吸毒。
Sexual abuse.
有时候是性方面的强烈的意愿。
It's because they're not secure, they're not happy,They're not feeling joy in this relationship.
这个都是因为他们里面没有喜乐，没有快乐，然后没有享受，他们没有安全感。
I wished I could express to you today just how difficult these relationships are.
我希望我今天可以跟你讲明这样的关系是多么的难，多么的不好。
Sometimes it's a mother who is very strong.
有时候是母亲太强烈。
She has a need of being needed.
她有那种被需要的需要。
And so the child begins to be treated in such a way that he must depend on mother all the time.
所以呢，就养成孩子需要依赖母亲，就是完全的依赖母亲。
She anticipates what he needs.
那不管需要什么呢，都是母亲来满足他。
She takes up for him when there's a problem.
当孩子有问题的时候呢，妈妈就代替孩子来受苦。
She solves all of his problems for him.
所有的孩子的困难都由母亲来解决。
She makes his decisions.
她为他做决定。
She's feeling very significant because she's able to control this child.
如此母亲就觉得很有意义，很有价值，因为她可以控制自己的孩子。
He becomes very dependent on her.
这样的话，孩子也依附在自己的妈妈身
上。He never learns how to make decisions.
从来没有学习怎么样做决定。
He knows how to manipulate her to get out of her what he wants.
然后呢，孩子也知道怎么样来控制母亲，然后来取得他要的。
And he feels a security in her.
然后孩子对母亲呢有一种这种安全感的依赖。
Then as this son grows up.
这个孩子儿子长大之后呢
He never matures.
他从来不会成熟。
He never knows how to make decisions.
他不晓得该怎么做决策。
He never knows how to answer to the problems of life he faces.
他不晓得该怎么面对人生里面的问题的解决。
And many times inside he learns to hate that one.
那后来呢里面会有一种对这种对方掌控他的对方的一种恨。
Then this son decides to get married.
后来这个儿子结婚了。
This is devastating to the mother.
然后呢，就反射了母亲对母亲的感受。
Actually, she was finding her significance and her love out of this son. Now she must share it with a daughter-in-law.
那么对于母亲来讲呢，以前她是拥有独占有她这个儿子，现在她必须要跟她自己的媳妇来分享这个儿子。
The daughter-in-law comes into this relationship thinking that she's getting a man that will take care of her.
本来这个媳妇嫁进来想说她嫁了一个先生是要依赖她的先生的。
But instead, she marries a man she feels like is her child instead of her husband.
但是呢，不但这个先生呢不像一个丈夫，反而呢，希望他自己当这个先生的母亲。
He can't make decisions.
先生没有办法做决定。
He doesn't know how to face problems.
他不晓得该怎么面对生活的困难。
He's always looking back to his mother.
然后呢，总是回去找他的母亲。
And then the conflicts begin in their marriage.
所以这个当中的冲突就产生了。
I could go on and tell you in each of these types of relationships how this happens.
那我可以一一的告诉你来这些困难这些问题会出现的现象。
You say, well, how do you get to the place you want to be dependent on someone else or you have to have someone that you can control?
或许你有个问题说一个人怎么会到个地步到不依赖人不行或者是一定要人家依赖你不行。
It always seems to go back to your childhood, a lot of it.
总是要回溯到你本身的这种原生的这种背景，你的小时候的背景。
They had a lack of healthy parenting.
他们的亲子关系，以前的那种父母亲跟他的关系呢，通常是不健康的。
Sometimes there will be a mental disorder among one of the parents, and this causes problems.
有时候如果父母亲有一个精神有问题的话也会产生这种关系。
Then there is those who are parents manipulate them and control them.
或者是父母亲很专制掌控孩子也会产生这种关系。
Sometimes it's because they've never got approval and encouragement.
有时候是因为他们从小没有被肯定从来没有那种价值感。
Other times it may be that their parents expect too much out of them and they can't do it.
有时候是父母亲呢对他们期待太多然后他们从来没有办法达到他们的期待。
Maybe they never really know what love really is.
或许从小不晓什么叫做爱。
Within the family, maybe it was a constant being abused verbally, maybe emotionally or physically.
在家庭里面呢从小他们的情绪上或者是精神上或者身体上呢有被虐待过。
So we see then these are some of the reasons why.
所以我们就看到为什么会有这种依赖的附属关系。
Then at the root of the cause, of course, is our thinking.
那基本上最根底的问题是我们的想法。
You know, as we think, so we are.
你想什么就会成为什么样的人。
And sometimes without realizing it, our thinking is, I need to be connected to a stronger person who will provide me with a sense of love and emotional security.
你根深蒂固的想说我需要找到一个很精明很能干的人让我可以把我所有的安全感依附在他的身上。
I need somebody to lean on.
我需要有一个人让我依靠。
Where for the codependent, they think, you know, I need to care for people.
那另外那一个被依赖的人呢，就想说呢，我需要去关心人。
I need to meet their needs.
我需要满足他们的需要。
I must give them a feeling of significance.
我必须要让他们有意义。
These are all wrong thoughts.
这些都是不对的想法。
But let us go on then to look at something else.
那另外我们再看。
Let's go on to look at some questions.
有一些问题。
Maybe it would help us as we think about these. What is the difference between codependence and a healthy oneness in marriage?
那我们来看一看，这种夫妻的从属附属关系，就是一个依赖一个被依赖的关系，跟一个健康的夫妻关系有什么不一样？
Let's compare them now.
我们来稍微比较一下。
Now,partner who tries to meet all of the other person's needs, they make this person dependent on their relationship.
如果其中有一方想要满足对方所有的需要的话，他们就会造成这种依赖跟被依赖的关系。
They don't help their partner. They cover up and enable the partner to go on doing things that is not good for them.
这个不是帮助对方，而是把对方一切都承担起来，然后对对方一点都没有帮助。
In a healthy marriage, each emphasizes the other's strengths.
健康的夫妻关系是彼此扶持，而且彼此呢都要付出。
They don't belittle one another.
他们不会依赖或者是只有向一方来取求。
And their dependence is not on the other one.
那他们不是彼此依赖的。
It gives freedom to each of them.
这样的话彼此都有一个空间有自由。
To develop their own personality.
去发展成长自己的个性。
This is a healthy marriage.
这个叫做健康的关系。
A codependent marriage is one where one is always controlling the other one.
那种附属依赖跟被依赖的关系呢，是一方要依赖，一方要控制。
Now let's look at codependency with two friends depending on one another.
我们来看一看这种附属的依赖、被依赖的朋友。
Actually, one is weaker and one is stronger.
其中一个是比较软弱，另外一个是比较刚强。
You see, when you have dependency on each other, it's not balanced.
那当有这种附属关系的时候呢，两个人是没有办法平衡的。
You see, they become jealous.
然后就会有嫉妒产生。
And they actually become jealous over the other's relationship.
对于对方有其他的关系的时候都会有这种嫉妒。
They don't want them out of their sight.
他们不希望对方走出自己的监视之下。
They're really in bondage to one another.
所以彼此就牵绊住了。
But a healthy relationship.
健康的关系的话
both come together as equals.
然后两个人在一起是平等的。
They enjoy their relationship.
享受关系。
But they can have relationships with others.
然后他们也很自由的可以跟别人交朋友。
They don't depend on one another.
他们不彼此依附的。
They enjoy one another.
而享受对方。
Now, as a parent, you have to watch that you don't come the stronger one or the one that your child depends on.
父母儿女也是一样，父母亲要小心，不要成为那个要让孩子完全依赖的父母。
You might say, well, how do I do that?
那我怎么办呢？
Begin early to train and allow your child to make decisions.
早一点训练你的孩子懂得怎么样做决定。
Just small decisions.
小小的决定。
Sometimes maybe what they want to wear.
有时候他们该穿什么衣服。
Or maybe you're going out to eat, and maybe you can allow them to decide,where we eat that day.
或许你们要出去吃饭，你就可以让你的孩子决定他们那你们那一天要吃什么。
Then praise your child for making good decisions.
当孩子做了好的决定的时候呢，做得很好，你就要赞美他。
Then don't try to protect your child from everything.
然后不要什么都要保护他。
In life, we're going to get hurt.
生命里面会有伤害。
Allow your child to learn from the consequences of what they've done.
容许你的孩子。他们从一些结果选择的结果来学习经验。
This is the way a child becomes strong.
这样孩子就越来越刚强。
And then encourage your child in making future decisions.
也鼓励你的孩子对未来做一些决定。
So in this way, you are really building a stronger child.
这样的话，你就会让你的孩子养成为一个比较刚强的孩子。
Now you might say, well, how do you get out of a relationship like this?
那或许你说，那如果我有这种附属的、依附的这种关系的话，我怎么能够走出来呢？
It can be very difficult.
当然很难。
But you have to look at the situation in reality.
但是你需要实际来看情形。
You have to recognize.
你首先你要体验到你是在这种情况下面。
If you are the strong one, the codependent one, you have to recognize that you're hurting that other person.
如果你就是那个喜欢被依赖的那个很刚强的人的话，你要知道你是在伤害对方。
That you're keeping them from developing.
你使对方没有办法成长。
And maturing.
没有办法成熟。
And facing life.
他没有办法面对生命。
And enjoying life.
他没有办法享受生命。
If you're a dependent person,You must recognize that your life is not your own.
你就要察觉到你已经不是你自己生命的主人。
You'll be crushed by that.
你已经以别人为拐杖了。
And you recognize that you're being crushed.
你要知道你的生命已经受损了。
Now you recognize your problem of codependency.
你察觉到你有这种问题。
Now, as a codependent, as a stronger one, don't think you have to assume the role of a peacemaker.
你身为那个被依赖的人，你不要以为你一直要扮演一个啊，就是提供的，或者一定要做那个叫人家啊和睦的人。
And don't feel that you're going to lose the love of the other person if you make them face their problems.
你不要以为如果你让他们去面对他们的困难，你会失去这个朋友。
Sometimes you have to push them off.
有时候你必须要把他们推开。
You don't say yes when you say no. You tell them no when it must be no.
那如果你认为不应该是啊答应的话，那你就要跟他说不。
You see, what you have to do as a codependent is let them go.
那这一位被依赖的人呢，要这样做，就是让他去吧。
Confess to yourself and maybe even to them that you're trying to be a god in another person's life.
你要自己可以这样承认说你想当他的神，当他的神明来啊控制他们的生命。
Let go so that you don't hold the tremendous responsibility of making another person depend on you.
你让他去吧，免得你要承担所有对方的责任。
You really need to get to the root cause of the problem.
你一定要追根究底的看到你里面的问题。
And that's the pain in your past life.
那是你过去的里面的伤痛。
That is causing this desire either to control or to be controlled.
使制成今天你希望能够掌控别人或者是希望被掌控。
Many times it's because of something deep inside of you that you can't forget or forgive.
有时候是因为里面呢深处有一些你没有办法原谅或者是没有办法忘记的事情。
Forgiveness is the greatest freedom that a person can get.
一个人能够原谅的人是一个最大自由，有最大自由的人。
So as you look at your past and you recognize what it is, then begin to forgive whatever happened in your past.
当你发现过去有一些问题的时候，你就要开始做原谅的工作。
And then choose to depend on one that really can take care of you.
然后你要找到那真的可以让你依赖的对象。
That's the one who created you.
那就是啊，生你创造的主。
He is there for us to really depend on.
他是真的可以让我们依靠的。
In the Word of God, He said, "I will be your mother and father when they forsake you."
圣经里面告诉我们，上帝说，我要成为你的父亲，成为你的母亲。
He said, "You're my
因为父母亲会离弃你。
He said, "You're my children."
他说你是我的孩子。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
He said, "He would be our husband."
他也说过，我要成为你的丈夫。
You see, He's the one that we should be depending on.
我们的神才是我们应该依赖的对象。
If you have a problem with codependency,
如果你有这种啊依赖附属的关系
，face it, face your past, and look to Jesus.
察觉到你的问题，然后检讨你的过去，寻求那一位你可以依赖的神，主耶稣。
In Him.You'll find the answer.
你会在它的里面找到你的答案。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。